We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chav Yaakov b'Pirul Soliyo. We are in Kalim Perik Yuzayin Mishnah Beis. A little background: you're setting up a loom. You have what's called Shesi and Erev. The vertical threads that you have, which are the thinner threads, those are set up first, and then you have your shuttle that you move with the Erev threads, which are thicker, actually double the thickness of the Shesi threads. That's the over and under that you do in order to weave a garment. So the Mishnah is speaking about a chemes. A chemes is a skin bottle that is used to store these balls of thread. Now, assuming that it's the same, we assume that the balls hold the same length of thread. Obviously, the ball that holds the chassis is going to be a smaller ball than that which holds the Erev thread, because the Erev thread is double the thickness. So here, we're not speaking about pomegranates anymore, because this chemes is typically used to store these balls of thread. So just the fact that a pomegranate falls through doesn't make a difference, as long as these threads, this ball of thread, won't fall through. So the Mishnah is telling us, ha-chemes, if you have a chemes, a skin bottle, that generally is she'urabif kol yoshel chassis, generally used to as a measure to hold the balls, a ball of the chassis thread, of the warp vertical thread. So in Eino Mikabela Shel Chassis, even though those balls, which are smaller because the thread is thinner of the chassis, the vertical thread, even though those would fall through, Afal Pisha Mikabela Shel Erev Temeya. Language of Afal P is somewhat difficult, but nonetheless, the Mishnah is telling us, according to most Mepharshim, it means nonetheless, since it still can hold the Erev balls, a ball of the thicker thread, to me it's still Mekabel Tuma, even though maybe it was not set up to use for those balls. Nonetheless, it's still usable and it's still Mekabel Tuma. Similarly, Beis Ka'aros, here you have a dish holder. So generally it's used to hold bowls or plates. She'ena Mekabelis Ka'aros, it no longer, so obviously pomegranates are definitely falling through, but it doesn't matter because that's not what it was set to use. The utility here is to store Ka'aros, plates or bowls. But even the plates or bowls are falling through. So the Mishnah says, Afal Pif Shem Mekabelis Atamchuyim. Nonetheless, since it's still able to hold platters, obviously, which are bigger than the bowls or plates, Tameh, it's still Mekabel Tuma, because it serves some use. It's not the exact original use, but it's a similar type of use. Beis Harei. Here you have a pot that's used for excrement or urine. She'ena Mekabel Mashkin. But it has a hole in it. And the urine's not going to stay in, it's going to drip out. So Afal Pisha Mekabel Esarei Tameh, it's still Mekabel Tuma, because the excrement is able to stay in. Rabbi Gamliel Metaher B'Bnei She'ein Mekayimin Osa. Rabbi Gamliel disagrees in all of these cases with the Tana. Common says, people don't keep these things around. Each of these utensils that have a hole in them, since they're not being used for their exact original purpose, people don't keep them, and therefore they're not Mekabel Tuma anymore. Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Hasalin shall pass. She uran bikikaro shall pass. Also, these baskets obviously may have a hole in it that's larger than a pomegranate. Pomegranates will fall through. That doesn't matter that they're not going to lose their status as a kli because they're used for loaves of bread. It's seemingly the loaves of bread were a typical size and fixed size. So the Mishnah tells you that the shiuron, the measure where we say it's no longer Mekabel Tuma, is when the loaves of bread are going to fall through. Apif Yaros. So Apif Yaros, the best way to describe them is imagine like you have those crates that you put for a milk crate, or you could put a few balls in those crates. So obviously there are holes in them. Liquid fall through, regular produce would probably fall through. But these are made not made of plastic, it's made of reeds, Baratunra says, Kli Orug Mikarema Zumaros. It's obviously wide gaps, but it's something that's woven from reeds or twigs, and you wouldn't use this just to store small liquids, obviously, or small produce, but larger produce you're able to store in there. And here, so she'asalem kanim milamatan lemala milamatan lemala lechizuk. So what happened was there obviously was a hole, and on the bottom a piece of cracked, whatever it may be, and whatever produce it normally would it was used for would fall through. So what you did was, how do you fix it? You put reeds. Milmatan limala, starting on the bottom, so it went underneath it, and then it went up on each side. So it's like a U of twigs that you made on the bottom, just a straight line. It's not like you covered the whole bottom, just a straight line, and then a straight line coming up vertically on either side as well. I can't really hold it. You didn't make it like a handle, but nonetheless, it's like a U-shaped structure of reeds, and it happens to be that the piece on the bottom covers up enough space so that the original produce is not going to fall through anymore. So the Mishnah here says, Tahora, it's still that opening on the bottom, that tear on the bottom, the hole on the bottom, even though officially it's been covered somewhat and the produce won't fall through anymore, it still retains its Tahora status, its non-Tumah status. You didn't fix the kli at all. But why is that? After all, the produce won't fall through because this U-shaped structure that happens to cover a little bit of the hole on the bottom is not permanent. You can slide it right off. But as the Mishnah now says, Asala Gapayim Kol Shehein, then Tumea. But if, let's say, you made like a rim, so that U-shaped structure now you bend over a little bit, or maybe even made it to handles so that you'd pick up the, you're able to pick up the whole kli, so that you're probably going to leave on permanently. And since it covers up enough of the hole on the bottom that produce won't fall through, now it's once again susceptible to Tumah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im Eino Yechola Lihinatel Bagapayim Tahora. So apparently the Tanakhama holds that even though you made a rim on top with this U-shaped structure that underneath this crate, or you made handles, but if you would pick it up, then the lifting up by the handles, the kli would not come up with you. Maybe it slipped down or whatever it may be. So then that's not, Tanakhama would say that that's still acceptable. And that's what Rabbi Shimon comes to argue on. If you can't lift it up by the rim, by those handles, so then Torah, then it's not Mekabel Tumah. It has to be where this structure that you put on is not just that you, no one allows it if it's just the U-shaped structure and that's it. It covers the hole a little bit. Those extra reeds are it's not going to help you. But if you made it into a rim, Tanakhama says, looks like a rim, looks like candles, then it's okay. Rabbi Shimon says, now that's not okay if when you lift it up by the rim, the kli is not going to come up with you. Only when you hold on to the rim, onto the handles, it lifts up the kli, do we say that you fixed it and it's Mekabel Tumah.